Welcome back to the Healing Room. I'm Ariel. I'm going to talk about feeling disconnected from your partner or the one that you love. A friend of mine told me recently she just feels so disconnected from her husband because they travel all the time. So they just don't even have time to see each other, much less talk on the phone. And another girlfriend told me that she and her boyfriend are disconnected because they had this big fight and then they had to go separate ways and they didn't have time to really fix it. They tried, they apologized, they tried, but they couldn't get there. They just couldn't get the energy to clear. But sometimes you've just got to move apart and allow the space between you to clear itself up. Sometimes you've just got to go to God. You've just got to go recenter yourself. Connect to source, to the divine. Get grounded. Get in your own world. Be alone. But what happens is sometimes we just keep trying and trying, so we're reaching toward our partner, but then that makes them pull away because there's all this pressure on them, and it doesn't work because both of us need to just reset and then come back together. Energetically, what it looks like when your partner is upset and they're trying to work it out within themselves, it looks like they're in this bubble. And in the bubble is all this turmoil, like brown or gray or black energy. And they're just looking down at all this turmoil within their own bubble, and they're trying to work through it. And they don't have time to deal with you who's over there trying to fix it. By pulling away, we're not rejecting them. We're actually giving them the space to work it out, to figure it out. While they're over there working out their issues, and you're feeling a little bit insecure or off because you're used to feeling connected to them and you're not anymore, and you know it's temporary, but you can't stand it, and you feel restless, the healthiest thing to do is to go be alone. Be with yourself. I like to go to the healing room, sit down, draw a picture of myself on paper, you know, just a little stick figure, take colored markers, and just start allowing the spirit guides to move my hand and scribbling on the page, and it always takes me to exactly what's wrong. For example, my throat chakra might be clogged up because of the argument or the disconnect, and the pen or marker will move back and forth across the throat. And as I watch this, I'm like, oh yeah, my throat chakra needs cleared. So I turn it into a prayer. I ask my angels and my guides to clear my throat. And then I allow my spirit guides to move my hand. What else needs cleared? And usually they'll have me take the marker up and down the body, like through the spine, out the top of the head, down to the feet. And what they're showing me is I need centered. I need to connect to God above me. I need to connect to the ground below me. I need to pull all of my energy in, pull it back away from my partner, and just become a pure channel of light. I just need to feel God's presence within me. Whenever I bring myself back to feeling the light of God, I'm fine. All of a sudden, I'm just fine. I've got myself back again. I feel great. And whenever my partner is ready, we can talk about things and move on. Usually what happens too, when you bring your energy back to yourself and you become filled with God's presence and get back in your power again and feel like yourself again, your partner will feel this and start coming towards you. Some of the dating advice out there will tell you to play this game, you know, pull away from him and he'll chase you. But really, energetically, it is kind of similar to that. It's not a game to get them to chase you. It's just that you realize, oh my gosh, I'm so off center. I'm so off balance. I'm obsessed with what my partner's going through. I feel off. I just need to get myself back and my connection to God back. So you pull away, you turn to God, you get centered and grounded, and then naturally your partner feels this movement of energy, feels this shift, and they want to be near you. They want to be around you. There's another fun practical game that I play whenever I feel like, oh my gosh, I just need to think my own thoughts. I need to get in my own world. I'll play that sticks game that I talk about in the radio show where I'll make a list on paper and then I cut up the list into strips and then I close my eyes, I stir them up and I draw one. And I'll do that. And the list is just things like clean the bathroom floor, do your laundry, run this certain errand, read that book that's been sitting by your bed for months, call your mother. It's just a way of taking the boring list and making it into a fun game, because you draw one, you don't know what you're going to draw next. Next thing you know, you're in the car, you're on your way to the grocery store, you're shaking up the energy. You're not sitting there in a funk or walking around the house worried. You're not thinking about this other person. You're playing this fun game. You put the groceries away and you draw the next one. Clean the bathroom floor. You're on your hands and knees scrubbing to music. And then you draw another one. Read that book. So you take it outside and you sit by the water or in your yard and chair and you read the book. And your mind has been taken to a whole new place. And therefore, your energy has a chance to let go of all the ties or the old patterns stuck to your partner that are keeping you guys locked in this dynamic that's preventing you from letting it go and moving on, moving forward. What I want to do now is take us to that place. I want us to connect to God, connect to the light, and get ourselves back. So we call in our angels, we call in our spirit guides. We ask them to move around us and help us to feel loved. We ask them to give us attention. Because when you're disconnected from your partner, you so need attention. Not the negative kind that they might be giving you in the middle of a crisis or in the middle of a disconnect. We ask for the kind of attention that you get from angels and spirit guides. We ask for God's love to fill us. We ask that we feel special, that we're having fun without our partner, that we're having a great time by ourselves, getting ourselves back, resetting. We pray for our partner. We ask that whatever turmoil they're going through within themselves is cleared for them. We ask the angels and the guides to help them. We ask that they too feel the presence of God. We ask that we're able to pull all of our energy back. It's like tentacles reaching out toward them, grabbing them. We ask that we're able to pull it all back and mind our own business and get back into ourselves. We ask that we're able to center. We ask that we're able to connect above us to the heavens, to the light, and below us to the earth. We ask that we're completely centered in our bodies. We ask that we're able to turn on our fun and our play without our partner. We ask that we become highly creative and interesting again. And we ask that when our partner's ready, there is harmony between us. We ask that the energy flows easily between us, lots of laughter, lots of fun and play. We ask that we're able to move on easily from whatever it is that pulled us apart energetically. So now just rotate your shoulders. Maybe sway forward and back if you're sitting. Sit up straight. Breathe. We ask that all the stress is removed from our shoulders. We ask that we're able to let go of any concerns that we had. We ask that we're able to feel happy and free just with God's light, no matter what's happening with our partner. We ask that we are able to be in our own bubble, be filled with happiness. We ask that we feel loved and adored by our angels and guides, and we're filled with this energy of being cherished. We ask that our energy system is reset. Old relationship patterns are removed and new ones are built. Healthier patterns are built. In the energy field, patterns look like threads of light that crisscross, like mesh. And when they go bad, they look all tangled up. And they start to get congested. The energy starts to get blocked up in them, so they start to turn black or gray. We ask for new patterns, and we ask that any negative patterns between ourselves and our partner are just cleared out now. We ask for a fresh start. We ask that this relationship is reset. We ask that God's presence is in this relationship, is between us, around us, so that we're not trying to figure it out by ourselves, but that the light of God just naturally clears things up for us. We give thanks. Thanks for our angels. Thanks for our guides who love and adore us. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to the light.